Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome, curious minds, to another deep dive. Today we're diving into something pretty special. Not just a car, really, but more like art on wheels. Think Lamborghini. That name, it doesn't just mean speed, right? It's a whole feeling. Audacious design, that incredible engine sound, and just, you know, the way it looks like nothing else. These aren't just cars, they're statements. Pure aspiration, peak performance. Take the Revolto, for example. Lamborghini's groundbreaking plug-in hybrid supercar. I mean, the numbers are just staggering. What is it, over 1,000 horsepower?
Yeah, 1,001 horsepower officially.
Right, 1,001. And yeah. 0 to 60 in like 2.3 seconds.
Just about, yeah. And a top speed around, what, 217 miles per hour? It's incredible performance.
Truly incredible, pushing the absolute limits of what's possible. And when you picture a Lambo, besides the crazy colors and that that Raging Bull logo, there's one thing that just screams Lamborghini, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Those doors, the ones that swing straight up.
Yeah.
The scissor doors.
Mm-hmm. The scissor doors.
They're so iconic, everyone just calls them Lambo doors, even if they're not on a Lamborghini sometimes.
Right. They've basically become synonymous with the brand itself.
It's more than just getting in and out. It's like a performance.
Yeah.
A visual statement tells you immediately this car is something else. And here's where it gets really interesting today. Even these machines, these like $500,000 works of art, they're not completely perfect. They face challenges too.
Well, nothing built by humans is ever truly perfect, right?
Right.
Especially in this level of complexity.
Exactly. Pushing boundaries means sometimes you find, well, unexpected bumps, even with something as fundamental maybe as a door mechanism. So let's unpack this, because today's deep dive, it's about a really surprising twist. It involves the Lamborghini Revuelto's iconic scissor doors. There's been a recall.
That's right. And our mission, you know, for this deep dive is to really get into the weeds on this. It's not just news. It's a fantastic case study. We want to look at the engineering, the specifics, what this means for a brand like Lamborghini, and really what even a small issue like this tells us about, well, the cutting edge of making cars. It's about precision, design, human factors, all playing together at the absolute highest level. The deep-rooted iconography of Lamborghini scissor doors.
Okay, so let's start with those doors, their iconic status. Definitely. Because you really can't separate Lamborghini from them.
No, you absolutely can't. They're fundamental to the brand identity.
Like we said, Lambo doors, that's the term. It's instant recognition, exotic, powerful, different. Mm-hmm. The way they open upwards, it just changes the whole car's presence, doesn't it?
It totally does. It's inherently dramatic. And the history here is actually fascinating. They weren't just dreamed up randomly. They first showed up on the 1971 LP500 Countach prototype.
Countach, right. Legendary.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the designer was Marcello Gandini, an icon himself. He apparently felt that standard doors and even the wedge shape he was pioneering, well, they weren't radical enough for the Countach.
Wow. So he just thought, nope, gotta push it further.
Pretty much. He wanted something truly revolutionary, something that shouted innovation. The scissor doors were his answer, a core part of Lamborghini's design-first philosophy, really.
And then there's that famous that supercar trick, right? The leaning out to reverse thing.
Ah, yes, the Gandini lean.
Because you can't see anything out the back.
Exactly. Rear visibility in those mid-engine V12s has always been, well, compromised.
And Lamborghini actually says that was intentional, part of the design.
That's the claim. That it was part of the whole unique driving experience. Adds to the theater, the challenge.
That's amazing. Turning a limitation into, like, a feature, a quirk you have to master.
It really is part of the lore, isn't it? And it's been, as Lamborghini puts it, an essential part of the Lamborghini V12 experience ever since.
Mm.
Which is significant because, you know, unlike Rolls-Royce with their coach doors.
Right, they have a specific name, too.
Exactly. Lamborghini sticks with scissor doors. Officially. It shows their commitment. It's not just a feature they tolerate. It's a signature they actively maintain.
Yeah, they're proud of it.
And you have to wonder, why stick with something so, well, quirky for decades?
Right. Especially when it makes parking harder.
Is it just tradition? Sticking to what fans expect? Or is there still some functional aspect, even if it's unconventional?
No, the function is the statement, the exotic look.
That could be part of it. The aesthetic signals the car's nature. It's the balance, isn't it? Mm. Design, heritage, maybe a bit of that original function lingering.
Yeah.
But clearly, for Lamborghini, the iconic status wins out. It's central to who they are.
It's definitely a bold choice in today's world, sticking to something so unique. Two, unpacking the recall. When iconic design meets engineering challenges. Okay, so we've established the legend, the icon status of these doors. Now, let's get to the recall, because even icons can have issues.
Indeed. It's a reminder that engineering, even at this level, involves real-world mechanics.
So we're talking about the Revuelto. The new flagship PHEV supercar.
Right. Their latest and greatest.
And it's subject to a recall. But what's really striking is the number. How many cars?
Just 27 worldwide. A tiny number.
27. Wow. And they know exactly when they were built, right? Like specific date ranges?
Yes. Very specific.
Yeah.
December 20, 2023 to October 28, 2024. And then another small batch, November 10th, 2024 to February 18, 2025.
That level of precision is amazing. It really shows how closely they track everything.
Absolutely. In high-end manufacturing like this, every component, every process step is meticulously logged.
And the problem, the source used some pretty dramatic language.
It did. Understandably so, given the potential issue.
That the fancy scissor doors could come crashing down on you.
Yeah, that phrase definitely grabs your attention.
It implies a pretty serious safety concern, even if it's rare.
Well, yeah. Imagine a door unexpectedly failing on a car like that. It's startling. So let's dive into the technical bit. What exactly is failing? It's a component called the spherical pin that supports the door gas springs.
Okay, a spherical pin and the gas spring. That's like the strut that holds up a trunk lid.
Sort of, yes.
Yeah.
That's the basic idea. But obviously scaled up massively. This gas spring has to handle the significant weight and the complex upward movement of that huge scissor door and hold it there safely.
Right, it's doing a lot more work than a trunk strut.
Exactly. And the spherical pin, that's the pivot point. It's where the spring attaches to the door structure. It takes all the load.
So it's a pretty critical little part.
Absolutely fundamental. If that pin fails or comes loose, the spring isn't connected anymore.
And the consequences sound, well, not good. If the door is up and the pin fails,
it could slam down in a hurry, uncontrolled.
Yikes. That sounds dangerous. A heavy door just falling.
It's definitely a risk of injury. And even if the car's parked and the pin is already loose,
then you can't open it easily.
Right. You'd have to lift the full weight of the door yourself, which would be incredibly difficult.
And these doors, even made of carbon fiber, they're still substantial, right? I loved the source's description. Since a Lamborghini door is approximately 9,000 miles long.
Huh. Yes. Bit of an exaggeration, but it makes the point.
It's going to be heavy, carbon fiber or not.
And it's true. They might use lightweight materials, but they are large, complex structures. Lots of mechanisms, glass, wiring inside. They have real heft.
So yeah, trying to lift one manually,
right,
or having it fall, that's genuinely concerning.
It is, and Lamborghini acknowledged the increased risk, especially, you know, in an emergency situation where you need to get out fast.
Right, makes sense.
Now, the source did add a bit of dark humor, thankfully, saying the doors shouldn't make like France in 1789.
Okay, a guillotine reference. Nice.
Or cause a final destination calamity. So probably not severing limbs.
That's reassuring, I guess.
It sets a realistic tone. Serious safety risk. Yes. Catastrophic dismemberment. Probably not. But still, something needing immediate attention. Potential for broken bones, bruises, getting trapped. It's significant. Now, The discovery process here is really key. How did they find out? It wasn't customers complaining, which is often how recalls start for bigger automakers.
Oh, interesting. So how then?
Internal checks. First, a post-production check right at the factory found a car where the spring had come loose.
Wow, caught it right there.
Exactly. That triggered a deeper look. And then they found a similar issue during a pre-delivery inspection, a PDI, at a dealership.
Mm.
A car had low tightening of the spherical pin.
So caught at two different stages, factory and dealership. That's pretty thorough.
It really shows their quality control has multiple layers. These checks aren't just quick glances. They involve detailed functional tests and inspections by trained technicians. And the root cause. What did Lamborghini figure out? They traced it to a possible production issue when the components were put together. Specifically, an inability to verify the proper torque on the pin.
Okay, inability to verify torque. What does that really mean? It wasn't tightened enough.
It could mean that, or it could mean the system recording the tightening wasn't working right. In modern assembly, especially for safety parts, they use calibrated tools that log the exact torque applied. Inability to verify might mean the tool was off, or the data wasn't recorded properly, or maybe the operator missed a step, or even a material flaw in the pin itself.
So it might not be just one person's mistake, but maybe a process or system issue?
Exactly. It points to a potential vulnerability in their quality assurance chain. Something wasn't quite right in ensuring that specific fastening was done perfectly and logged correctly. It's fascinating how one tiny step can expose that.
But the fact they caught it internally, before any accidents or customer reports, that actually sounds like a good thing, right?
Absolutely. It means their safety net worked. Their internal checks flagged the problem before it got out to the public.
Which for a brand like Lamborghini, where reputation is everything, is hugely important.
It really is. It shows a commitment to fixing problems proactively, which builds trust, even when something goes wrong. And it does make you think about manufacturing defects, even in these ultra-luxury cars.
Yeah, you kind of assume they'd be perfect, given the price and the hand-built nature.
There's that expectation, for sure. But the reality is, with thousands of parts, complex assembly, human involvement, things can happen. Is it one person having a bad day? Or a glitch in the system, the tooling, the verification process?
It's hard to achieve absolute perfection consistently.
It really is. The challenge is immense. Maybe true perfection isn't zero defects ever, but having robust systems to catch and correct them immediately when they do occur. Three, the broader implications and Lamborghini's proactive response. And that leads us to Lamborghini's response, which seems really commendable here. They were very open, stating they knew of no crashes, injuries, or customer complaints. Zero.
Right. No actual incidents reported from owners.
Yet they issued the recall ASAP. As soon as they confirmed the issue internally.
That's proactive.
Extremely. And connecting that to the bigger picture, it shows a massive commitment to safety, yes, but also to protecting their brand integrity. They didn't wait for something bad to happen.
Which is smart, especially in that market. One incident could do huge damage.
Exactly. For a brand built on engineering excellence, being proactive like this reinforces that image, even when acknowledging a flaw.
And yeah, the significance for the brand, it's huge. When you're selling cars that cost, what, $500,000, maybe more? Your customers expect perfection. And if not perfection, then absolutely immediate, top-tier handling of any problem.
It's part of the implicit contract at that level.
So this proactive recall, it actually strengthens trust, paradoxically. It shows they take responsibility seriously.
And we should also mention the source for this recall info is official. It's the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA.
Ah, right. The government agency.
Which just underscores that even these super exclusive, low-volume cars are subject to the same safety regulations and oversight as any mass-market vehicle.
No exceptions for being fancy.
Nope. They still have to meet standards, report defects, conduct recalls properly. NHTSA ensures that. It's a reminder that safety rules apply across the board.
So what about the owners? The lucky or maybe slightly unlucky 27 people? What's the process for them?
The official step is a letter, right? Coming in September.
Yes, that's the standard procedure mandated by NHTSA, a formal notification letter. But let's be real here. For a car this expensive.
Yeah, are they really just waiting for a letter in the mail? Highly unlikely. You have to assume, with a Revuelto, the dealership experience is different.
Like white glove service different.
Exactly. We have to assume dealers, maybe even Lamborghini themselves, are reaching out directly. Probably showing up at the owner's house with a technician and that specific torque wrench long before September.
So they literally just come to you.
That would be the expectation. Or arranging enclosed transport to take the car in. Minimum inconvenience for the owner. That's the ultra-luxury promise. And think about the contrast with a regular car recall.
Oh, yeah. If my sedan gets recalled, I get a letter, I call the dealer, make an appointment, drive it in, wait.
Right. The onus is mostly on you, the owner. But for a Vuelto owner, their time is incredibly valuable. The car itself is delicate and expensive.
So the service has to match the price tag.
Precisely. It's not just about fixing the PIN. It's about maintaining the entire ownership experience.
Mm-hmm.
The seamlessness, the exclusivity. Dispatching a tech, handling transport, maybe even offering a high-end loaner.
It really shows how much the customer experience matters at that level. It's baked into the product itself.
It absolutely is. The white glove service is part of what you're buying.
Which kind of brings us full circle to the overall lesson here. It's just fascinating, isn't it? A brand like Lamborghini, peak design, peak performance, astronomical price. And yet, they can still run into an issue with a tiny fundamental part like a PIN.
Yeah.
It really drives home that no matter how advanced or expensive something is, the basics of manufacturing, assembly, quality control, they always matter.
Always. Complex systems rely on every single component working perfectly.
Exactly.
And this Vuelto door pin issue, it's a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
Sophisticated engineering needs sophisticated execution. Every step, design, sourcing materials, assembly.
Thousands of parts, hundreds of steps.
All needed to be flawless.
Yeah.
It's an immense challenge. And it shows that perfection isn't really a static state you achieve. It's more about constant vigilance, continuous improvement, and really robust processes to catch things when they inevitably deviate.
And that's why those checks matter so much. The post-production checks, the pre-delivery inspections.
They're the safety nets, designed specifically to catch these things before the customer ever sees them.
It's not just a quick look over. It's detailed testing, diagnostics, trained eyes.
Absolutely. This whole situation with this tiny pin on this incredible car just reinforces how critical that meticulous attention to detail and those verification processes really are. It's essential for trust, for safety, for delivering on that promise of excellence.
So what a journey today. From the sheer coolness of Lamborghini's scissor doors.
Mm-hmm, the icon.
To this unexpected vulnerability in a tiny pin, and then seeing how a top-tier brand handles it proactively, meticulously.
Yeah, the whole white glove recall process.
It's been a real look inside engineering, design, and just the constant chase for perfection, even when perfection is maybe impossible.
I think that's a great way to put it. The core takeaway, for me, is just that reminder. In this pursuit of the perfect machine, even the absolute best can be tripped up by the smallest detail in manufacturing. It highlights the incredible complexity and the need for precision at every single stage. That chain is only as strong as its weakest link, right? Even a tiny pin.
Absolutely. So here's something for you, our listeners, to maybe mull over after this deep dive. In this world that's always striving for absolute perfection, especially in high-end engineering and design, is zero defects actually real? Is it something you can truly achieve? Or is the real measure of excellence actually about how quickly, how effectively, and how transparently you deal with the challenges when they do pop up? Especially when your customers are driving, you know, a $1 million piece of rolling art, is perfection never failing? Or is it flawlessly fixing things when you do? Something to think about. And we hope you keep looking at the world around you with that same kind of curiosity. What other small details, maybe in things you use every day, hold way more importance than you realize? Keep digging, keep asking questions. Join us next time on The Deep Dive, where we'll uncover more fascinating stories hidden in plain sight.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.